Earlier this year, an Air Force investigation found that officers at another base cheated on tests. Dozens were punished. And the Air Force changed the way it manages its officer corps. NPR's Jeff Brumfield traveled to the Air Force's 90th Missile Wing to find out whether those new rules will stop the cheating.
It's just before 8 in the morning at F.E. Warren Air Force Base outside of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and young officers are arriving at a windowless classroom.
Alrighty, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Recurring Codes. I am Captain Carlos Bersbe, your coder for today. Before we begin, does everyone have a Vol 16?
These junior officers carry huge responsibility. They keep 150 nuclear-tipped missiles ready to launch at a moment's notice. And understandably, they're expected to know exactly what they're doing. Today's class is on the codes used to launch the missiles.
Next slide, please.
And the class goes on for about an hour, and at the end, there's a test. I decide to take a crack at it. It's 20 multiple-choice questions, looks a little like a driver's test, except full of acronyms. All right, question one. Acronym. Missile launch officers have to take three of these tests every month, and on every one, they're expected to score at least 90%, which I found out, even after you've sat through the class, isn't easy. Captain Eric Lopez tells me the bad news.
I've never seen anyone score that low. Based on this, I'm going to have to decertify you as a code handler.
The Air Force discovered that officers at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana were texting each other answers to these tests. Commanders reacted quickly. Every officer at all three of the missile bases was retested on the spot.
When the scanner broke out, we walked in cold, and the average score was over 95%.
That's Lieutenant Daniel Sharp, a launch officer at F.E. Warren. So if every officer got a near-perfect score without cheating, why was there cheating in the first place? Sharp says it wasn't about launch procedures. It was about careers and how to get ahead. Officers sitting in the bunkers are usually fresh recruits just getting started. Until recently, promotion depended on doing better than the 90% passing score.
I was told that if I got a 90 on a test, that I was a D student and that I would be treated that way. That was the cause of the cheating scandal. It was feeling like I needed to get 100%, and that's why I'm here, and that's my only purpose or my only way to further myself in this career field.
Lieutenant Sharp says he never cheated, and officials never found evidence of cheating at this base, F.E. Warren. But NPR has spoken to former officers at F.E. Warren who say that they did cheat. And the Air Force acknowledges that cheating is part of a broader cultural problem at all three missile bases. Now, the Air Force is trying to get rid of cheating by getting rid of grades.
All tests are now pass-fail. The 90% passing standard is still there, but when your test scores are released, it's going to be a P or an F. So that completely removes the ability to stratify people based on a score, based on a number on a piece of paper.
And there's a new focus on practical skills.
I have a message.
All right. You agree? We're authorized to launch our missiles.
I agree.
All right. Let's get launch key.
Launch key.
Lieutenants Patrick Romanofsky and A.J. Beckner sit in a full-scale replica of an underground nuclear command bunker. Instructors can watch as the two-man team practices the launch of nuclear-armed missiles with the turn of a key.
All right, my countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Key turn.
How these two perform in this simulator will play a greater role in their future promotions. This is a big change for the missile business. Lieutenant Colonel Barry Little oversees training here at the base.
You know, there was a tagline that's been with missiles for probably 40 years that perfection is the standard.
But he says that standard was always unrealistic because individuals do make mistakes. And nuclear missiles aren't launched by one person. It actually takes multiple turns of the key before a warhead leaves the silo.
In reality, we don't expect them to be perfect. As a team, they need to make the right decisions. But as individuals, they're not required to be perfect.
Little says with the elimination of grades, other factors such as reputation and performance in the field will be used to decide who gets promoted. And that, the Air Force hopes, will reduce the temptation to cheat. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.